Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. State Senator Nicole Mitchell testified Thursday that concern for her stepmother led to her break-in in Carol's home in Detroit Lakes in April of 2024. During nearly 5 hours on the stand, Mitchell admitted that she lied to police, repeatedly claiming she was there to retrieve her late father's belongings. But in court, she said her real reason was to check on her stepmother's well-being.
So I know it might be hard to believe, because when it comes to family and protecting them, sometimes I have to make a choice I wouldn't otherwise.
Mitchell says that if she would have told police the truth, her stepmother would have freaked out and would have made it worse.
I am a person that acts with integrity. I am a person whose word means something, and I'm not someone that would steal.
Closing arguments are expected today. A bill that rescinds $9 billion in spending on foreign aid and public broadcasting passed the U.S. House and is on its way to President Trump. Minnesota Republican Brad Finstad in a statement said, quote, "I'm proud to vote for this legislation, and I will continue to work in Congress in support of initiatives that let Americans keep more of their hard-earned money." Finstad called it wasteful spending. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar said, quote, "The fact that Republicans are canceling funds that Congress already approved and were signed into law reaches a new low." She warns these cuts will mean huge setbacks to address diseases like malaria, TB, and polio, and that emergency shelters and food sites will be shut down. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he has no plans to run for president in 2028. In a podcast Thursday, Walz told former DNC chair Jamie Harrison that a White House bid hasn't crossed his mind. Walz has not announced whether he'll seek a third term for governor. And the Twins open a 3-game series tonight in Colorado. Minnesota's bee population has seen a significant die-off in recent years, worrying beekeepers and experts alike. U of M Extension Coordinator Rebecca Masterman says,
"Driving factor of losses is definitely that mite vector of viruses. We also have unprecedented habitat loss. Our honeybees in Minnesota in 1988 produced over 20 million pounds of honey, and in 2024, they produced less than 7 million pounds of honey."
She says Minnesota is the nation's fifth largest honey producer. And Delta Airlines is confirming that former Minnesota Vikings defensive end Everson Griffin was removed from a flight Wednesday departing Chicago O'Hare Airport. Delta cited its zero-tolerance policy for unruly behavior as the reason Griffin was kicked off the flight bound for Minneapolis-St. Paul. Investigators say he tried to smoke in the bathroom. This is MNN.